describes the way that cause and effect govern the patterns that repeat themselves throughout all life. Karma means that nothing arises by itself. Every experience is conditioned by that which precedes it. Thus, our life is a series of interrelated patterns. The Buddhists say that understanding this is enough to live wisely in the world. Karma exists at many different levels. Its patterns govern the large forms of the universe, such as the gravitational forces of galaxies, and the smallest, subtlest ways that our human choices affect our moment-to-moment state of mind. At the level of physical life, for example, if one looks at an oak tree, one can see oak tree manifesting in several different stages of life's patterns. In one stage of the oak tree pattern, an oak tree exists as an acorn. At a subsequent stage, it exists as a sapling. In another stage, as a large tree, and in yet another, as the green acorn growing on that large tree. Strictly speaking, there is no such thing as a definitive oak tree. There is only the oak tree pattern, through which certain elements follow the cyclical law of karma, a particular arrangement of water, minerals, and the energy of sunlight that changes it from acorn to sapling to large tree over and over again. The tendencies and habits of our mind are similarly karmic patterns that we repeat over and over, like the acorn and the oak tree. We can understand the workings of karma in our lives most clearly by looking at this process of cause and effect in our ordinary activities and by observing how the repetitive patterns of our own mind affect our behavior. For instance, being born in a certain culture at a certain time, we learn certain habit patterns. If we are born into a taciturn fishing culture, we learn to be silent. If we grow up in a more expressive Mediterranean culture, we may express our feelings with gestures and loud talk. Our social karma, parental, school, and linguistic conditioning, creates whole patterns of consciousness that determine the way we experience reality and the way we express ourselves. Long-repeated circumstances and mental attitudes become the condition for what we call personality. In Buddhist psychology, the karmic conditioning of our personality is categorized according to three basic unconscious forces and automatic tendencies of our mind. There are desire types, whose most frequent state of mind is associated with grasping, with wanting, not having enough. There are aversion types, whose most common state of mind is to push away the world through judgment, dislike, aversion, and hatred. Then there are the confused types, whose most fundamental states are lethargy, delusion, and disconnection, not knowing what to do about things. When we begin to look closely at our personalities in meditation, our first impulse is often to try to get rid of our old habits and defenses. Initially, most people find their own personality difficult, unpleasant, even unsavory. The same thing can happen when we look at the human body. It is beautiful at the right distance, at the right age, and in the right light. But the closer we look, the more flawed it becomes. When we see this, we try dieting, jogging, skin care, exercise, and a vacation to improve our body. But even though these may be beneficial, we are still basically stuck with the body we were born with. Personalities are even more difficult to alter than our bodies. But the purpose of spiritual life is not to get rid of our personality. Some of it was there when we were born. Some has been conditioned by our life and culture. And no matter what, we can't do without it. On this earth, we all have a body and a personality. Our task is to learn about this very body and mind and awaken in the midst of it. Understanding the play of karma is one aspect of awakening. If we are not aware, our life will simply follow the pattern of our past habits over and over. But if we can awaken, we can make conscious choices in how we respond to the circumstances of our life. Our conscious response will then create our future karma. We may or may not be able to change our outer circumstances, but with awareness, we can always change our inner attitude, and this is enough to transform our life. Even in the worst external circumstances, we can choose whether to meet life from fear and hatred or with compassion and understanding in our heart. Transforming the patterns of our life is always done in our heart. To understand how to work with the karmic patterns in our life, we must see that karma has two distinct aspects: that which is the result of our past, and that karma which our present responses are creating for our future. We receive the results of past actions. This we cannot change. But as we respond in the present, we also create new karma. In dealing with each moment of our experience, we use either skillful, that is awakened, or unskillful, that is unconscious means. Unskillful responses such as grasping, aversion, and confusion all inevitably create more suffering and painful karma. Skillful responses, based on awareness, love, and openness, will inevitably lead to well-being and happiness. Through skillful means, we can create new patterns that transform our life. Even the powerful patterns based on grasping, aversion, and delusion have within them the seeds of skillful responses. Desire for pleasure can be changed into a natural and compassionate action that brings beauty into the society and world around us. The judgmental aversion temperament can, through awareness, become transformed into what is called discriminating wisdom, a clarity associated with compassion, a wisdom that sees clearly through all the delusions of the world and uses the clarity of truth to help and heal. Even confusion and the tendency to be disconnected from life can be transformed into a wise and spacious equanimity, a wise and compassionate balance that opens to all things, embracing them with peace and understanding. What brings the karmic result from the patterns of our actions is not our action alone. As we intend and then act, we create karma. So one key to understanding the creation of karma is becoming aware of intention. The heart is our garden, and along with each action, there is an intention that is planted like a seed. The result of the patterns of our karma is the fruit of these seeds. For example, we can use a sharp knife to cut someone, and if our intention is to do harm, we will be a murderer. This leads to certain karmic results. We can perform an almost identical action, using a sharp knife to cut someone open, but if we are a surgeon, the intention is to heal and save a life. The action is the same, yet depending on its purpose or intention, it can be either a terrible act or a compassionate one. We can study the power of intention to create karma in our day-to-day life. We can start by paying attention to our many actions that arise throughout the day in response to problems. In an automatic way, we may ignore difficult circumstances or respond critically or harshly. We may try to protect or defend our own way. In all these cases, the intention in our heart will be bound up with grasping, aversion, or delusion, creating a karma of suffering in the future that will bring back an equivalent response. When these difficult circumstances arise in our life, if we instead bring to them the desire to understand, to learn, to let go, or to bring harmony and create peace, we will speak and act with a different intention. Our actions might be very similar. Our words might be similar. But if our intention is to create peace or bring harmony, it will create a very different kind of karmic result. This is easy to see in close business or personal relationships. We can say the same sentence to our partner or friend, and if the unspoken spirit is saying, "I love you and I want us to understand what is going on," we will get one kind of response. If we say the same thing with an underlying attitude of blame, defense, and criticism, with the slightest tone of "what's wrong with you," it will create a whole different direction in the conversation and could easily escalate into a fight. The development of awareness.